Episode 151. Episode 151. We're ending out the new year, right? With 151?
Yes, we are.
We are ending out. We're closing out the new 2023 new year with episode 151.
That sounds like a special number.
I'm a special number.
Put it in the lottery.
And we are back. And this is cheers. This is tequila. Straight from Mexico. I don't want to drink it. The capital Oaxaca.
I don't
want
to drink it.
You don't have to do all of it. Let's just throughout the show.
You want to sip this one shot throughout the show?
This is a lot, Sasha.
I ain't no bitch now.
But you usually don't finish a shot.
I ain't no bitch.
You going to do the whole thing? I'm sipping mine.
I ain't no bitch. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm a bitch.
I did sip it. You know what? Actually, we should normalize people sipping a shot.
You should.
For like an hour.
No.
No?
No. No. Maybe like three times. Thrice.
Thrice?
Thrice.
Okay, let's thirds it. That makes sense.
Thrice. So that's your second one?
But look how small I'm sipping it.
Sasha. Hey, you're back.
This is going to be our last episode of 2023. Y'all, the time has come. We are wrapping some shit up. We're going on to a new year. We are starting new endeavors, making new plans, elevating, levitating.
All of that.
All that good shit. Let's kick it off how we usually do. What is our song mood of the week?
I'm gonna do my song mood of the week. I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna do Janae Aiko Sail Out. I'm gonna just do her from like her beginnings. I'm gonna just say Janae. That's just Janae.
That could be a just eternal Janae mood. I get it.
Janae.
You ever met somebody that gives just Janae?
Yeah. Like they just
even if they did get rowdy, it still wouldn't go up like more than this kind of octave, and they just. When I speak and when I talk.
But I think they go up often.
I think they get rowdy.
I think
her and her sisters, they give we'll fuck you up if you play. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Yeah.
Because you usually going to, you underestimate people like that. You get that calm. But then when it's that rowdy.
Oh, they can turn up. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Janae Aiko, that was, first of all, that sold, sailed out. That mixtape sold out. Sailed out. Look at me. What am I thinking about sold out?
Sail out, sold out.
All of them.
Yeah.
But that worst, that, the one that had worst on it.
Sail out.
The one that had the damn, the hotel room song when she talking about her.
Yes. That's sailed out, I think. Sold out. Girl, EP. Whatever.
She had Kendrick on there. She had Ab. So when I say I played that EP.
Sail out, Vince Staples.
He was another one on there. I'm trying to get all the features. Like, Vince Staples, Kendrick Lamar, Absol, like the whole fucking TDE. Like
Gucci.
She had
Gucci on there.
Son,
with that, Miguel.
That mixtape. I played that. I'm going to call it a mixtape because during that time, it was mixtapes.
Girl, bring that shit's bad.
I had to go on that Piff and listen to that motherfucker. Like, I had to download that shit. But technically, it's like an EP. So then when I came on DSPs, played it over
and
over.
No, I'm just thinking about even like
over and over
with the mixtapes and the dude fucking Tiger and Chris Brown.
That was a time.
Like
Chris Brown and Kevin McCall.
Look, back. What's the
step back?
Step back. I gotta take a step back. That's the title. I gotta take a step back.
Listen, baby. That was a time. Mixtapes. You couldn't tell me nothing about a mixtape.
Music hits.
That Piff, every day, downloading some new shit. I was talking about it. I don't want to bring it up because we do have our music episode that's going to...
What's the other website? I mean, the mixtape website. Not that Piff, but it was another one. I feel like it was a monkey icon.
Skrilla?
Yeah. A gorilla icon. Mm-hmm.
Baby. All of them. On the phone. Giving hella just viruses. But it was worth it because you got your music. Like I have a question on the music episode coming up about mixtapes and what it did for us and just OG mixtapes. What mixtapes really did it? Which really switched your world and changed your life? And I think that particular question is gonna be harder than people think. Like mixtape era, because that's when we really. I don't know for anybody else, but I know when those mixtapes were dropping. That's like around 2008 going into like 2014.
Serious. Now I'm into music. But I haven't been into music
in a while.
In a while. Yeah. And I like the in the music that I've been in, like I stay in, that I'm like this, like Summer Walker, you know, like Brent Fires, you know, like all, you know what I'm saying? Like all them, you know, like other, you know,
well, people, with you know, the, yeah. So
it's like, it's really kind of hard for me.
Yeah.
Like it's really hard for me.
This year's music recap episode is going to be on the harder side. Even last year, it was easier for me to really get my answers mm-hmm. down. I was just like poking to see what everybody else was answering. Mm-hmm. I have a whole answer page. I have not answered the questions yet. And I made the motherfucking outline. So it's just music. Last year, we just got heavy hitters. And even though some heavy hitters did drop this year, I feel like a lot of our favorite artists, they haven't come out or they dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a lot of, I don't know, for 2020, I got to really sit down, look at the outline, really break it down. Yeah. I do feel like we can get the five. Like, that's our number. we don't do more than five, but I think there's at least, it's going to be a lot of repeat answers for a lot of things. I know that for a fact.
Oh, I have a game. I have to fit my game in there.
Okay. You know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Add it to me. Yeah, so when we do the music, just beware, like the music episode, I'm probably going to be like mute for like a lot, it just might be old, like an old album or something like that.
Can't do an old album. It has to be 2023. Well,
I'm going to be mute.
It's okay if you don't have, okay, so like,
a lot of stuff.
You know how we do it. If it's your top five albums of the year, if you ain't got five, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Have one. Mm-hmm. Don't play with my outline.
All right, sorry.
No, I get that.
So what's your song mood of the week?
Song mood, I'm taking it back as well, but I heard this clip on Instagram and this guy was like, we need to bring back dance hall from like 2010 to 2014 era. And when I heard that shit and the way that he was just reciting every single fucking song you could think of that came out during that time, it inspired me to start a playlist, one. And then two, I was just like, motherfuckers don't dance no more. Mm-hmm. It's just, and I think that's a lot of genres across the board. Just like how R&B has gotten real toxic. Did you hear that girl that came out with that When I See You remix?
It was kind of harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just heard it.
I don't like to make comments on a lot of things, but I do. And I just like pack this hurt ass version the fuck up. Like we don't have to remix When I See You. Like, I fuck your nigga on the mirror, some shit. Like, just
too much.
And she can sing. She can sing. Baby girl got pipes, but it's just like, we don't need that hurt ass version of that song. It's a beautiful song. We don't have to sit there and toxify the shit.
See, I don't like, I made that word up. I don't even know, like, the songs that was like throwback when it was like, you know, You're My Little Secret. You know, like the classy, cheap, discreet songs. I could get with that, but that blatant, I fuck your nigga on them. That ain't for me.
And I know that's the, I don't know who we equate that to. I don't know who we give, quote unquote, blame to when it comes to just making everything so fucking aggressive. R&B, I'm not saying that R&B is not toxic. We've said it on here.
No, R&B is toxic.
It's toxic. But it's how you go about it. We like it like that.
It's how you go about it.
Gun-toting R&B? We only gotta do that. Even reggae. That genre that he was talking about from 2000, like that era, uh-huh, from 2010 to 2011.
How was it now?
It's gun-toting. It's all kill him up, boop, boop. It's just like, it's drill. It's a drill version of reggae. And it's just like, everything is about slicing your ops, this, that, and the third. And yes, you had that in the music, mm-hmm, to a certain extent. But it was mostly about dancing, having fun, summertime. Mm-hmm. You got all the dancers. This is the time when motherfuckers used to take over the dance floor. Like, that shit was love. No, and dancehall need to get back to that. That's why I believe that Afrobeats has taken over on such a high mm-hmm. frequency, is because the shit is feel-good fucking mm-hmm. music. I'm going to keep saying it. Like, mm-hmm. have you been seeing the footage from people in Ghana for Detty December?
Mm-mm.
I hope that does come on your algorithm now since I said it. It's just, I don't know how, I want to go
TikTok?
To.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay.
TikTok. I want to go to Ghana for a New Year's. I've been saying mm-hmm. that. And it is kind of because I've seen the footage of what's going on, but I've been saying it because one of the last things my uncle wanted to do before he passed, mm-hmm. we were supposed to take a trip to Ghana. Mm-hmm. We never got to do that. And I'm like, everybody's like, well, then if you're going to go, Like, if I talk to, like, African coworkers or African friends, they're like, mm-hmm. go in December. So then, you know, with social media yeah. and about the TikTok, they start to show what the fuck it's like. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can keep up, but I just want to say I did it.
Okay.
Like, they party all day.
All day.
They party all day. They don't go to sleep. There's motherfuckers. They're the girl, like, some of the influencers that I follow, like, girls with, like, beauty and fashion and stuff, they're out there right now. Baby, they're not getting home till 9 o'clock in the morning. They're out from
10 p.m. I honestly wouldn't mind partying all day and all night.
But I don't know if I can.
You can sit down for 5 seconds and get back up.
Yeah, they're not, like, up all, but they, like, the clubs are packed.
You can. You could do it. But then
the price point, like, you're going to spend money. The money that we're going to spend is the flights. They're expensive, yeah. period. It is what it is. But then when you get there, all the girls that get there, they braid their hair for fucking $70. $70.
I've seen that.
Any length. Mm-hmm. Bohemian. Mm-hmm. Knotless. What you want? What you want we got? I saw that, yeah. Baby.
I mean, what you want? Food,
cheap. They got places that look like fucking Tulum. That look like fucking St. Lucia. Like the like the beach clubs. Mm-hmm. The parties. Cheap as shit. Bottle service. $40 for a bottle.
You got to set it up.
We go out there and do damage. I might people be going to people going to Ghana and don't want to come back. They will get property out there.
2025.
I really want to do it. Now am I going to feel bad because I was supposed to go back to Guyana for Christmas? But I don't want to say it can wait. But I can go to Guyana another time. Like I'd rather go to Ghana.
So just start at the beginning of
this year,
2024, and stay. So that way, at the end of 2024,
we can buy the ticket. Yeah, and get the ticket.
Well, you know, you got to.
Not with Ghana. They be having them flights out early.
Already? Because, you know, sometimes you got to wait a certain month for it. It don't do it like a year out,
so
right?
So if I start saving from this year, top of 2024, buy, and then buy by, like, January 2025 for December 2025, mm-hmm. it can work.
Okay.
It can work. I want to do it. I want to do it. And I know there's enough people out this motherfucker mm-hmm. that's going to want to do it with mm-hmm. me. You get a bomb-ass Airbnb. You get a driver for the whole entire state for $100. Like,
Set it up.
I see us striving. I see it being beautiful. Mm-hmm. We're going to see. Whew. But yeah. Everybody dance. Let's get into the bullshit.
Wait.
I don't know what she's doing, but I'm scared. Anytime she just, like, I don't know. I'm nervous, y'all. She come with that fucking bottle. I knew it. Told y'all I was scared for a reason. Do, 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 do.
Okay.
Well, y'all, it's going to be one of those episodes. We about to just break down everything that we've seen this year. Bullshit that we've discussed. A whole bunch of nonsense throughout the year. And then for our breakdown, I wanted to do something a little bit different. So we're going to do our... We're gonna discuss some of the most viral moments of this year for things that we did not ask for. And I wanna preface this with saying, I feel like with where we're going and where we wanna take this podcast in for the future, I don't think that this is a segment that we're going to be doing going forward. I think we've both spoken behind the scenes mm-hmm. of how we constantly want to cut this shit down. Mm-hmm. So I think that to end the last year, 2023,
no
we wrap this shit the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I think this is a segment we're taking out. Now, I feel like we're going to focus on more solid, in-your-face, more serious,
yeah.
more funny topics and subjects. Because, you know, I think we're a mixture of toxic, but we get serious with this shit.
Now, if there is something out there,
say it,
that is something
prevalent,
you know, that we could correlate into mm-hmm. the outline, you know, into the breakdown, yes. But moving forward, because we spend entirely, you know, too much time on something that we already talk about in the group chat, so.
Or shit that.
Or Twitter.
Like we said, we yeah. didn't ask for it. We really don't give a fuck.
And it's pretty annoying at this point. Like, I'm really over, like, a lot of stuff. Like, I'm over people's comments. It really irritates me. And I always catch myself, like, backspacing, because I just be like, you're so fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, like some stuff I just want to be like, well, I'm not anybody's cat. I'm not no celebrity's Captain Save a Ho. Like, I'm not about to catch strays or be going back and forth with somebody in the comment that you're probably never, you know, never going to see or even DM me say thank you for never sticking up for
it.
Me.
Never worth
so
it.
It's just like,
I think on the basis of even just wanting to do better with this upcoming year, mental health is important. And let's be real, social media, I don't think it helps the capacity of mental health. I think that if anything this year has shown me more than anything is that motherfuckers need to talk to every lady that they can spend money on
talk
or
to
their
the
job
lady.
Will and their jobs insurance
talk
will pay
to
for.
The lady.
Because baby, this
talk to the lady.
It's not healthy. It's not good. And where we like to sit here and we like to give our input for topics that are current and make sense, we don't have to talk about what somebody else that we never met and never going to meet. We don't have to talk about the opinions of... We don't have to share our opinions on their life.
Right. So. The only shit talking I'm going to be doing is on my housewife's Twitter page. I'm always going to pop shit over there.
If you want it, she got it. But this is our last... we ain't asked for a segment, so let's get into it. So, you know how they do on Shade Room, how they break down everything by month. We're going to talk about some of the things that have, what they have deemed the most viral moments for each month. I want to start backwards for some reason and start with what's most relevant.
Okay.
But December doesn't have anything in the box. And they're trying to say, what do we think is the most viral moment for December? I think for me in my head, today is the 28th. There's been two stories that have been circulating that will not leave the news cycle. And it's been probably about 2 weeks that I've been seeing. I don't know if you're going to catch them. You might or you might not. They got Simone Biles.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they got T.D. Jakes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Now, I ain't talking about both of these motherfuckers. So we're going to pick one to see which we think is more viral. And we're going to deem that one the most viral clip for the
I
most
think,
viral
clip. I think Simone Biles.
You think Simone Biles is
more
viral?
I think Simone Biles. You know why? Because I'm just going to say that for me, because the whole about the whole T.D. Jakes thing, I don't care.
It's, first of all, you do what the fuck you wants to do in your bedroom.
I don't care. I don't care because his family's already effed up. With his
No. Yeah, it's been coming out.
Yeah, it's like
okay. So does his daughter own Shade Room or not?
I don't know.
Because remember that came out.
I don't know.
And then they said it's not her, but they said she's affiliated in some way. Like they're investors in Shade Room.
I don't know.
I believe that family is invest. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, maybe.
I believe she's an investor.
She probably
allegedly.
Is. Maybe.
Allegedly.
I don't know.
What I'm not gonna do is get caught up like Tasha K, because her ass about to get sued by Kevin Hart again.
Isn't she getting sued by Jada and them too?
Oh, I didn't.
Because remember the guy went on her podcast.
I thought Jada. You know what? Table that. That's coming up. Table that. Table
today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Table that. So okay, let's get into the Simone Biles situation.
I'm irritated with her.
You are?
Because I'm irritated with her because the fact of the matter is, you are the Simone Biles.
Mm-hmm.
You are the world's number one gymnast.
Most decorated
black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like people haven't even reached the peaks and the heights that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hate when I feel as if a woman has to dumb herself down or put herself in a man's shadow just to so he won't be embarrassed, so we can back up the stupid shit that he said.
Yeah.
And for you to sit there and say that, oh, in a few years she's going to be known as whatever's wife. No.
That's probably not going to happen.
Because he has had one touchdown. Now, unless he does some magical shit where he just is the... I know football,
no,
but I'm not no... Like, no, yeah, you're not... Like, you're not... It's not about... You're not going to be no... You know what I'm saying? Like, no Cam... I'm just saying Cam...
Well, do they still do Heisman Trophy?
They do. But that's not going to happen, because if it did, it would happen now. This ain't no fucking Cinderella story.
Nah.
It's not. And I just don't...
He's an athlete. They probably share that passion together.
And it was...
I don't know the man's name.
Me either.
And I'm not going to research it to go find out.
Me either. I just didn't like that he was... I was just like, you Simone... To me, it's like when you're that... Even with me, I'm Jasmine. I'm Jasmine fucking Ross. That's Sasha fucking Mars. Like, I hold myself up here. And it's just like, for her, you know, for him to be... I'm the prize. Oh, she drove 45 minutes to see me. Oh, she... Like, what are we doing here? Ew.
My take is going to be a little different. It's going to be a little different now. Bear with me, don't. And I know how y'all like to tussle. At the end of the day, I hear what you are saying. Do I believe that she deserves way more praise for who she is in the public spectrum to people who we know, this decorated gymnast, Olympian mm-hmm. winner, like literally moves have been fucking insane. Banned mm-hmm. and illegal because of the way that she can contort and move her body. Like it's she has superpowers at this point. Mm-hmm. And we know who Simone Biles is. She sat there and she championed her husband's story. And I think a lot of people don't realize that at the end of the day, that's her husband,
yeah.
her man. He said what he said and she co-signed it. I know that they are young. I know that it is a COVID relationship, but that's what she wanted to do. And since then has told us to shut the fuck up. She has. She's told us, listen.
I was just like,
At the end of the day.
And then, of course, you know, like the whole bitter comments came at, you know, her, you know, saying people was bitter and all that other stuff, you know, which is, of course, I knew that was going to come.
She is being terrorized. So
I think she's fed up anyway, because she was fed up with the hair. Remember her hair on the wedding?
She didn't look good. They be mistaken for Gabby Douglas sometimes. It's a lie. In the beginning.
Philippe,
that happened.
Sasha.
I don't know why.
Why you just...
what?
Why you just can't be serious?
They did it. But they didn't.
Remember her Dougie?
I can't Dougie either, girl. I can't. You can't.
She said.
I can't Dougie either. Get it. Ooh. See me when I dug it. Listen, at the end of the day,
I can't do it either.
I listened to what Mr. Bao said in entirety, and
me too.
I don't want to sound like I'm giving him grace, and maybe it's gonna come off like that. But hey, I said what I said. It's a basis of this being a young ass nigga. A lot of these young ass athletes,
cocky.
They're very cocky.
And he was on that podcast too, so he was like really big chested.
He's sitting there with them niggas that you know that he probably looked.
But when
the
hoes was kind of like, ooh, he was trying to.
No, they set him up. I believe they set him up.
They did. Mm-hmm.
They said we about to clip the fuck out of this, and because of even though it's a sports podcast, the relationship talk has gone viral every single time. We're
and
about
plus,
to eat
of course,
our numbers are about to go crazy.
Simone Biles, and it's like, ooh, and she this was right regular there. She was right there.
And yeah, we might not know him, but if he claims he didn't know Simone Biles and she's okay with that story and she likes the narrative that's out there, then that's for them. But I'm sorry, these
niggas
young ass athletes,
they don't know how to
really articulate what they're trying to say or how they're trying to say it. Because it's not, I understand at the end, a lot of people were really stuck on the point of him saying, oh, well, I'm the catch. And he said, I'm the catch. He didn't say I'm the
prize. The catch.
It's two different things. I'm the catch. Because in hindsight, Simone bagged him. She mm-hmm. did. If the story that he is telling is true, she bagged him. They both swiped on each other.
Well, that damn expensive
she slid in that DM. She set up the date. She drove the 45 minutes. Now, do I want my man going to... Do I want my man verbatim telling us our whole start story?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would really care, even if it was in that situation, if it was me, if I swiped left, if I slid in his DM, if I drove the 45 minutes, because as a woman, I am confident if it comes to the outcome where this mm-hmm. is not my husband, I'm cool with you telling that story. But I know that I would be with a man that could articulate our mm-hmm. situation and who I am to him more than that. First of all, even if you didn't know my accolades, you're going to know who I am by the time I get to your house. Because that's the type of woman that I'm gonna stand on what I do. And it's not going to... I hope it doesn't come off with the air of arrogance. I feel like any man that's less than will take it as that. But I'm going to let you know what the fuck I get. I do. I'm going to let you know how I get down. What I can show for. What... These are my accolades. This is who I am. But I'm sorry.
She
was cool with it. And Simone Biles is somebody that has been very open about mental health issues. She's gone through SA, some serious shit in the public forum where it's played out with a doctor that was supposed mm-hmm. to be sitting there and being a confidant and somebody that was supposed to be helping her in a medical sense. And she's gone through some shit. This is not, I don't feel like bashing her is the way to go. Mm-hmm. People in the comments wilding out, telling her to leave her husband.
It's not that serious.
Stop doing that. That's not your life.
Whatever.
Grace, we ain't asked for this shit, but here we are.
And I'm never going to Google or search to see if they're going to get married in a month. Or later 3 years. So I'm
and
never,
people are going to be doing that.
And I'm never going to care if she's going to be known as whatever's wife. I don't give a shit. I don't.
So at the end of the day, I'm not going to give grace to the young man. I feel like, I think as time, like, because what Simone Biles is, what, 23?
I really don't care, though. It's like, I don't.
Like, as he gets older,
maybe that's going to shade room teens. Like, keep it all in shade room teens.
Teens, man. That's crazy.
They have a shade room teens.
I know, but that's not teens. That's a married woman.
22, 23?
That's a married woman. Teens is for, like, Van Van.
But no, Shade Room Teens, they do, like, I mean, they be putting, like, A Boogie, Ella Bans, you know, stuff.
That, why?
Because A Room Teens.
But ain't they older than fucking
Yeah, but, Bobby? You know, but it's not.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's young people shit. I think that Shade Room Teens, doesn't need to exist.
It's for like, it's like the YouTube, the YouTuber stuff, no. All of that stuff.
Wait till they turn 21.
Girl, they got followers.
Why are you doing a gossip blog?
No, I think that's what they call it. I don't think it's actual teens. I just think so they try to make it younger.
These kids be kids. They already grown.
Younger.
Fuck,
like, all that. It's weird.
And they're not grown. And then the thing is, I keep saying these kids are grown to fuck. They're not grown. They don't act more grown than we do. They just put everything out there. We just see everything. These kids are not more grown. They're really not.
Bad as hell.
They're mad immature with their mindset and everything. We were way more. I'm be honest with you. These kids, we were cool. It's not a lot of cool kids.
I really did
walking
not,
around.
I really did not like Alabama Barker's birthday shoe. And I know she's 18.
But who the hell is that? Like
Travis Barker daughter.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't.
She be doing lace fronts on TikTok.
Travis
Barker.
Khloe Kardashian's stepdaughter.
Courtney. Yes.
Mm. But then he won Kim at a point.
Mm.
So glad, so happy.
All right, damn. All right, let's move on.
Right along, you guys. So now for November, the story that...
We're going backwards?
Yeah.
All right.
The story that touched the world.
Cassie and Diddy.
Yeah, baby.
I'm with it.
Listen.
Shake the table.
Since we had a whole good 25 to 30 minutes on episode, maybe what, 149, mm-hmm. We spoke about Cassie and Diddy, because who the fuck wasn't at that point? But there has been some stuff that's come out on that. And yes, that was the most viral thing to happen in November. There's nothing. I don't remember Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I don't remember Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Don't even know what I cooked. Don't know
mm-hmm.
what I ate.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because freak offs. It was in my head. Freak offs was in my head. And yeah, that was, I agree with them. That was definitely one of the most viral clips of, viral news leaks to come out in, November. But, mm-hmm. Cassie's over here helping the feds with a criminal investigation.
As she should.
And like we said, we're not lawyers on here.
Allegedly.
But we're not lawyers on here. But we do like to tell y'all a little bit something about the law, because it seems like y'all don't fucking know. Cassie is not the one who is filing criminal charges against Diddy. The state has called on her because she has...
California or New York?
I don't know because I feel like it's California.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. Don't quote me on shit. But she has turned over documents, pictures, videos, and a burner phone from...
Allegedly
from Diddy's late ex... Was that ever his wife?
No.
Ex-girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend Kim Porter.
Mother of his children.
And that's where the T.D. Jakes situation comes in, because there were some accusations about T.D. Jakes, you know, attending a lot of Diddy's parties.
Allegedly.
Then, allegedly. And, you know, him being an alleged power bottom.
Have you ever been swallowed up?
Swallowed up. You can't make this shit up.
Episode name.
And it, I know, but I know, but no. I want to, but nah.
You been swallowed up.
Swallowed. You just walk around the house saying swallowed.
Swallowed.
Clean and swallowed. Listen, And for everybody that want to sit there and say, oh, well, she was just doing it for the money. Why wasn't she
Why wouldn't she
do criminal charges? Because it's not up to Cassie to do criminal charges. It's up to the prosecutor's office for whatever state that the incident occurred in to sit there and bring up criminal charges against that person. So Cassie is doing her due diligence by providing them with
evidence. You know, I want to say, y'all, I just want to say this. Y'all be
fucking Brits.
Y'all be bugged the fuck out sometimes. Like, y'all, not sometimes, all the time. Y'all be bugged the fuck out when y'all just say ridiculous things.
All the time.
Why the fuck would you, I'm sorry, like, why the fuck would you not want somebody to pay for their crimes?
I want both. I want both. And that's it.
Just think of it.
If you can't do criminal charges, then I'm going to knock your fucking pockets. Are you stupid? I want my retribution. Money will help me heal.
Y'all be pressed for y'all quarterback from Aldi's with the car. So what are you saying?
Like, what are you talking about? Y'all cheap as shit.
What are you saying?
You telling me if somebody violated you in some way and you can get financial compensation to help with your healing.
How much did she say?
You're not going to do that? What?
Cassie. What was it?
The lawsuit was for $30 million, but I heard she got more than that.
Baby.
Sean's going to jail.
He is. I said that.
Allegedly.
I said that from the beginning. It's just...
he's going to jail. You know what really fucking annoys me, though? Because... hear me out. Follow me where I'm going on this train. Follow me. The stuff that was listed in the lawsuit that Cassie put out, in a consensual, healthy situation and relationship, the shit that he was doing with the prostitutes and the freak-offs and all that kind of stuff, that's not over the top.
It's not.
For certain people.
But when it's forced
and when it's drugged and when it hurts and when you're beating somebody into submission into doing it and in hindsight making your partner allegedly a fucking non-paid sex worker or a prostitute, that's when it becomes a mess. But being freaky is now a crime because of this nasty nigga. People like, oh, look at what they doing in their relationship. Motherfuckers do freakier shit than a freak off.
It's just because it's
the coercion behind it.
It's the beatings. It's the mind fuck, it's the drugging. It's all of
it's
that.
It's you being 37 and literally coercing a 19-year-old to be with you and then holding the promise of a fucking music career over her head.
And just think people just so dumb. It's like half of y'all can't even leave y'all baby daddy. Like, y'all can't. Half of y'all can't leave y'all baby daddy.
And I wish y'all would.
You really can't. I'm tired of seeing, oh, you know what I'm saying, all the stuff that they saying about you. I want y'all can't even leave. Can't even leave your baby daddy.
And I want you to. Like, I want you to, sis.
You can't. So don't sit here and say, you know, oh, why can't they?
But that's projection. You just said it. They can't leave their baby daddy.
That nigga don't got no motherfucking money. He just fucking you and making your motherfucking head hurt. And not paying for a goddamn pamper, a goddamn daycare bill. He just fucking turned on the TV and kicking his feet up and asking you to suck his dick. And y'all worried about fucking Cassie suing for fucking money.
Please don't suck
his dick. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy.
Please. Please don't suck his dick. Let's move on to October. October, they put Jade on here. October was Antigua. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. That was a great month, baby. Even when I came back and had I don't know, was it 24-hour bug food poisoning? We don't know.
You, not me.
Yeah, it was bad. Literally the day after we land.
I got a taco burger from fucking Antigua. A taco burger.
That was just a time. Vacations all 2024. All 2024. It just needs to happen. Just if I'm be in my apartment on the plane.
I'm sorry, even if it's like something in Philly, I don't care.
But I want to go back to Philly. I have like these little plans.
I have so many things on TikTok.
I want to go to DC. I want to go to North Carolina.
Okay, you want to go? Okay, but in 2024?
Well, we gotta limit it. We gotta see.
Okay, so if I go to North Carolina with you, you gotta go to Huntsville, Alabama with me.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I will go anywhere.
All right.
I want to go anywhere at least once. I would go anywhere.
I only want to go to, I want to go to the Black Lounge. You know, I watched the show Love and Marriage Huntsville, so I want to go to that lounge. I want to go.
Let's go. Let's find a nice little weekend, get a cheap flight, and go. Fuck it.
I mean, honestly, this year, I'm most likely, I don't know if y'all could probably go. I don't know if y'all want to go. I'm going to BravoCon. It's going to be in Vegas. So y'all don't have to go to actual BravoCon, but are you, oh yeah, where are you going?
When?
It's in November.
I don't have anything for November.
I'm going to BravoCon. I gotta go. I have to go.
You definitely have to
go. I'm spending three. I have to go.
You definitely have
my to go. My affirm is waiting. I cannot wait. My affirm is waiting. Affirm is clear. Affirm is waiting for Ticketmaster.
But besides Antigua and just October being one of the best months of the year, Jada came on here and started spilling back their business with her and with Will Smith. And she said, listen, Jada and Will ain't never leaving each other. They're always going to be by each other's side. She said Chris Rock getting slapped was the best thing that ever happened to her marriage. And if that's what them freaky ass niggas want to talk about and that's what they want to do, then that's what it is. Go read their books. They split everything in their books. But the fact is, they know motherfuckers don't read. So then when they go on these interviews, they can sit there and say whatever they want to say. She says she's suing everybody next year. She says she's suing everybody next year.
So I don't, no longer do I ever want to hear her talk about Tupac.
You can't tell her that.
Because I was on TikTok and I saw a few of these TikToks, and it was multiple people that are related to Tupac, and that
they said they would never do.
No, like she did this interview clip. I don't know if it was within her multiple book tour interviews.
Probably.
But she said that about her receiving Tupac's ashes. She doesn't have his ashes. And I got very irritated. And I told my mom already doesn't care for Jada, and she got pissed off and she left. My mom walked out of Target. Because we was in the book section and we saw her book. And I had told her, and my mom, she walked out of Target.
Can't do this no more.
But she doesn't, but they were saying like, she is cat, like she needs to stop.
Why was she, why was
Suge not give her ash? Like, she don't have it. Like, she ain't have
like
it.
Like, all the ashes? Maybe she got a little bit.
No.
I don't know nothing.
The entire, like, why? I don't want to know. I got really irritated.
She said she's suing everybody. I hope she does.
Good for her. But they do need to sue that person, though. Because y'all are out of y'all fucking minds. Like, to think that y'all could do some shit like that to somebody. Y'all are out of y'all mind. Kevin Hart assistant, you're out of your mind and you're getting sued and you're never going to get a job ever. Well, you are, but just not in Hollywood anymore. You're done.
Maybe she'll take over Tasha.
You're done.
She gets fired because that bitch about to be bankrupt.
They need to take down. They need to take her YouTube. They need to take her website. They need to take it.
Baby, listen.
And I'm glad Cardi still has every foot on her neck.
Give me my money, bitch. You think I'm playing with you?
Kevin Hart's about to do it again, because who are you? And why are you reporting about something about a shower? Who gives a fuck? I don't care. Listen, y'all look crazy.
I don't even know the backstory, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to know. I just know Tasha K. I don't want to hear
shit. I watched
it. She another one that's getting on the sick and shutting list. I don't want to hear shit about her next year. She will not be discussed, because I don't like how she move anyway. She nasty as fuck. Like, she's smart?
She's desperate. No, she's not smart.
She's a restaurateur.
She was a fucking waitress. And she can go and talk about fucking people's fucking
but people
business.
Listen, bro.
And they listen. No, they listen. And that's they listen.
So is she smart?
And that's okay, because we are the two that are not contributing to the bullshit. Mm-mm. And we're not. And that's okay. And I feel like I go on some things. I watch some things with something like that. And I don't do.
I've never watched a Tasha K interview.
Never. I've never.
She's not.
Okay, I'm like, the only one I watched was regarding the Love and Marriage Huntsville. That was the only thing.
You had to do research.
The side chick that had the baby with the married man. Yes. I watched that to the entirety. Yes.
I'm glad.
Because then my other YouTubers reviewed it.
I'm glad for that confession.
That was it.
Girl, and then now we have in September, they have Erica Mena getting fired and Krishan Rock. I don't care.
I don't care about them.
Don't give a shit. August was the verdict for Tory Lanez. That's another one that we have spoken of. I feel like that might be one of our most reoccurring subjects.
It's about to be it's going to be reoccurring again, but we don't have to talk about it.
What, because he's going for appeal?
the driver.
Yeah, but his new testimony still doesn't. I know that his new the driver did come out and make a testimony saying that Kelsey did have the gun that night. But this is my last take. Mm-hmm. My last take on this situation. Even if at some point that Kelsey had that gun and that is Kelsey's gun. I don't want to hear gun,
that. I'm tired.
What?
I'm just tired of hearing about it.
So if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it. It's exhausting.
Listen, we don't have to talk about it.
People going to be where they going to be. Like.
In jail.
Yes. And people going to be like, it's just.
We got Keke Palmer and Usher for July. And.
Wait, when was her and her baby daddy? What month was that? I'm surprised that wasn't on there.
It's. Because. Keke Palmer and the baby daddy was a viral moment, but I feel like they just put him in July because that's what everybody was talking about. But no, honestly, with the situation with them, with the domestic violence and everything like that, I just feel like a lot of people just believe Keke and he's being quiet. She's never going to come out and fully say what's going on, which she does not have to do and she should not do in any capacity. So there's other shit that people are going to deem a little bit more viral than that. But, the Usher situation. We spoke about that shit.
Weird.
He's a dweeb. He's a loser.
Loser.
Fuck it. Like, get over it. And then all the other stuff that came on with how you're controlling, territorial, you got a whole bunch of bullshit on you. You was sitting there putting hands on Miss Keke B. Palmer. Like, nigga, wrap it the fuck up. You got packed out. You got smoked out, bitch. You're out of here.
It's a wrap.
Bye, buddy.
For you, baby.
They do have Carly Russell on here.
Who?
Free my sis.
Who's
Carly
that?
Russell. Let it sink. Let it sink. You might not catch it.
Cheez-Its.
Yes.
Okay.
The fact that you can identify her from Cheez-Its.
I love Cheez-Its.
So that's why you did that?
I would have Cheez-Its in my car as if she had Cheez-Its in her car.
Carly Russell is the girl that faked her own kidnapping and human trafficking story to get the attention of her ex-boyfriend, who later went on to have hostings in Atlanta for parties.
Doing podcasts,
looking for love.
That's lame, too.
And just because of that, free her. She did get a year, though.
In prison? Oh, she's locked up?
I think she... Did she get a year locked up? And is she... No. She did get some jail time. Maybe she's smiling at the camera. She has a beautiful smile. Dimples are beautiful. I do believe that she needs to go to a psychiatric ward if she is going to be going to prison. She needs to talk to somebody.
She probably says.
She got to talk to somebody.
She probably got good pussy. I'm sorry.
What? Because the crazy bitches be having good box? I don't know why they call it box, though. Maybe
he probably triangle. He probably put money on her books.
He probably got good dick.
He probably put money on her books.
To fake a
kid. How much you want to bet that they still... They getting back together. I'm pretty sure.
I think that they're going to come back out.
He's making collect calls. They are.
I think they're going to run with it.
They are.
He helped her through her traumatic time.
They're going to start a podcast. Just watch.
You know what I saw? I saw this week, they said, they had a video of this girl. It was like a GIF, and this lady was distraught, crying. They were like, all around the world, imagine how many men just open up mics and podcast equipment for Christmas. And
can I say something?
You can. What?
No, because I know that we have, and it sounds so clear. It sounds like, oh, bitch, because you got a podcast,
yeah, contradiction.
Too. Contradiction. But everybody don't need a podcast. Just because you're a hit on TikTok, you're a hit couple, don't mean we want to see you have a podcast. I don't give a fuck.
I don't see why you can't say that. I truly believe that a lot of people do not need mics in front of
their face. I follow this couple on TikTok or whatever, and she had a son previously, and well, not I'm sorry, he's still here. She had a son previous to the guy that she whatever. Like, he's basically like his dad. The boy's dad is not in his life, so basically, you know, like the whole stepfather, okay, you know, clap hands, you my son. We got a secret handshake, but he basically
ahead, blah blah blah.
Okay, y'all, I love the TikTok, but why did y'all go get mics? Why do y'all need a podcast? What the fuck do I care what y'all gotta say?
Because y'all like the TikToks. They're gonna monetize.
Because somebody like, I don't be commenting.
It's like the same thing with the people that have YouTubes or the celebrities that get podcasts.
Everybody does not need to, that's one thing that irritates me. It's like when you have, and also for the YouTubers, I'm not a YouTuber, but it kind of irritates me for the YouTubers, is when you have the people that are on YouTube and they come up from the bottom to the motherfucking top, and then you just have like influencers that already have, you know, that level of followers, that money already when they come. I don't know. It's just like, it's weird to me. It's just like, and all the housewives come out with a podcast. It's like, for why? For what? Because
people, if you...
And they'll listen. They know where the money is. They want to
see if their numbers are going to translate.
And it does.
It's, in hindsight, it takes time, effort, and work to sustain a podcast. Especially a good podcast.
That's why it's so irritating, because it's like they don't have to put the time and the effort
in it. They don't. Their name, their numbers from their TV show or from wherever they're getting their views and their numbers are from, podcast networks are going to look at that. They're going to be like, well, let's put a mic in front of them. It's going to translate into ad dollars. Mm-hmm. We don't give a fuck about what they're talking about. And boom, another podcast is born. But they're trying to see if those numbers are going to translate. And if it don't, it don't matter because they got paid already. They don't care.
I'll just be like, why? I'll be like, okay, just because y'all cute on TikTok. I don't really fucking anybody. Anyway.
Hey, baby.
Kiki girl, fuck him.
Of course. June was the submarine. Damn. That was
sad, Sasha.
I've been hearing some stuff about that.
That was sad.
They said them people not really dead.
You don't think so?
They said these were some rich white people. They had some tax issues. They had some IRS issues.
But why with the son?
I don't know. They said these people ain't really dead. That's the conspiracy that's going around with the submarine. And y'all know what the submarine is. The rich white people went down there in that tin can box and imploded and they never came back up. R.I.P.
That was sad. But why would you ever?
But it was stupid. Stupid. And in the black community, we made jokes.
We would never do that. We didn't have
any empathy for these rich white people that went down in that tin box to go see what?
That's a fear of mine. Like the ocean. That's kind of like you being buried alive. I barely snorkel. You hear me?
Barely.
I barely snorkel.
Ain't happening. So personally, I
barely get on the plane.
I don't know, but the submarine. But they saying them people ain't dead. Allegedly. They had enough money. They're billionaires. They had enough money to disappear. If they really
So the guy that created the submarine faked his death too?
We don't know nothing.
Girl, that shit blowed up.
That blew it up.
It blowed it up.
I forgot about this one. The fact that they have John Morant on here twice, we could just skip over that.
Girl, but shout out to him because...
That comeback game.
He's come to... How many... Was it 25 points? What was it?
I forgot, but
I think it was 25 points.
And the game winning shot.
I watched that game. I was like, hold up. The boy like to
tote guns, but he could
shoot for a shoot.
Listen, hey, I'm not condoning that bullshit. They need to talk to him.
Yeah.
He needs to talk to the lady, too.
He needs to.
But remember in May with the alleged Usher and Chris Brown fight?
And Teyana Taylor? I forgot about that, too.
Why is she in it? Why does she have to be in it?
It was the party. She was at the party.
I came out here and I said it. If Chris Brown put hands on Usher, he got to pack it the fuck up. But
did Chris Brown ever show up to any of Usher's shows?
I never seen him. Never seen him.
Because he did it for 2 years, right?
Yeah. He extended
it. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to search it.
I don't think so.
From the beginning, not even at the
beginning. We got to kind of see how, with new albums and tours and things moving
around. How's it going to go?
I was going to look the award shows. Who's dapping each other up on the red carpet?
But have they ever even really had each other on each other's songs, though?
Yeah.
Which one?
Chris Brown and Usher had the, a new flame.
Gross.
They had a video. They performed
one song.
And then my baby.
But Usher hasn't
been consistent with putting out stuff.
I'm never going to expect the Usher and Chris collab. I'm just never am. But
they have
just one. Already. Only one.
New flame.
It's gotta be. I believe
they
one.
Have something else. They're on each other's albums, but Usher hasn't put out
that's true.
Any real work. We don't know if they were recording some shit when God this fight damn happened.
It, Chris, just stop it.
It's him. He's the problem.
Stop it. I did like his Funny Marco interview with him. He was nice to Funny Marco. He was nice.
Because what's the point of being mean to a nigga that just like he homeless?
No, I'm just. Girl, his house is nice. You seen that house?
Yeah, because he don't put money into his clothes.
His real life clothes is nice. His real life clothes.
I know it's a gimmick.
I said, damn.
Just homeless.
Oh, his thing with, what's her name, was kind of funny. With homegirl.
Anyway, Angel Reese in April. and
who? Oh yeah.
Viral moment. Listen, them girls. I don't know what's going on with Miss Reese right
She's
now.
She's back on the court. That's all we gotta worry about.
Thank you. And they were sitting there saying that, you know, with her, it might have been something with her grades. But we all know these motherfucking athletes get people to do their stuff for them. Allegedly. But if Mamas is out back on the court, let's see what happens this year, because they made everybody look into not even just women's basketball, but
college
women's basketball. So if she's back on the court, let's see these buckets, because them girls was balling.
Per.
March is, we had John Morant and we have Tekashi.
Planet Fitness.
Oh, when he got jumped?
Was it Planet Fitness?
Yeah, as he should have. Fuck out of here. February, we have Miss Riri announcing that pregnancy. You see what she recently said?
That she didn't want to. Her thing broke. Or it went zip.
Her zipper broke on her jumpsuit. She was never about to tell us she was pregnant. But she said, fuck it. Well. They're going to see it anyway.
Trump sent out a group text. Guys, it's coming out.
Because like, is she pregnant? Everybody, literally, all the way through, sitting there live tweeting, is Rihanna pregnant? That belly showed it. So...
She's about to have a third.
I love those little...
She want to go for a girl?
I think she needs some testosterone in that house.
But she said she probably thinks she's going to have another boy. She's about to be pregnant again. I'm telling y'all.
He won't get off her.
About to be pregnant again.
He won't get off her. Makes sense. And then for January, Krishan Rock. We have Carisha and her allegations of liking to be peed on. And that was a viral moment. And it's just, you know what? It literally solidifies on why we never asked for this shit. Because, baby, if you like to get pissed on, that's you.
And freak offs.
Not when you have a beard. That's what they allegedly said. She said she's worrying about herself. She said.
Good for her.
Would you get peed on? Mm-mm. I know. I just wanted to say it.
You shouldn't. I know.
I just wanted to say it. Gotta fuck it up a little bit, you know? Don't look at me like that, girl. Let's slide into our breakdown for this year. And we're going to do a little survey. It's real cute. It's a couple sections, but we're just going to cross off things that we might have done this year. And then we're going to see, you know, what our number might be. So I'm going to keep score down here. I'm going to put Jasmine. Because you told me I can't call you Jasmine.
Oh, wait. Let me just do real quick. Like, I know it's rain. I saw, I'll do like a quick Black Excellence. I seen on TikTok, Mike Epps bought up his old neighborhood.
Yes.
And he, affordable? What is it? What's it called again? Affordable housing? Yeah. And it made
them lying with that sometimes.
But I feel
he's
like,
not.
I, yeah.
He bought the entire, like,
and he redeemed houses are nice.
When they say buy back the block, he literally bought every single house on that block.
You know who also bought back their block?
Who?
Gervonta.
Oh.
In Baltimore, but he changed his name.
He's Muslim now.
He bought back his block.
He did. And then
was it his block or a neighborhood?
I think it's a block in Baltimore that he used to live in, his old block.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody set it on fire.
Said, yeah.
To one of the units. Somebody said they was doing it like the wire, and they said one of the houses had a body in it. They had to get rid of the evidence.
Okay, well, all right, moving forward.
Sorry allegedly. About that, you
but yeah, I would say shout out to Mike Epps.
And they renovated the shadow house.
I love a nice black and gray house. And where is he from again?
I want to say...
Is it Detroit? Not Detroit. Mm-hmm. Is it Detroit?
I don't want to say it because I don't know. Why is Alabama coming to me?
No, because the guy didn't sound like he... He didn't sound like...
I don't
know
nothing.
Where Mike Epps from?
I saved it somewhere. I saved it on Twitter. Let me see if it could pop up. I hope I didn't take it out of my bookmarks.
I was like, yes. Like, them shits look fucking nice.
And the funny thing is that he had a show on HGTV that I did not know
about.
Oh,
he did?
And I love HGTV.
Me too. I did not know that.
The neighborhood that he grew up in, but it's affordable housing. So that's what really matters. That's what everybody was saying.
Yeah.
It's not saying this specifically where it is, but it's the block that he grew up on.
Okay.
He brought it back. Yep. So
good for him.
I love that because, baby, we got to buy back our block.
Shit. Okay. So what you going to say?
Carlton Ave. Where the hell is that?
Girl, I don't know.
I don't know where Carlton Ave is. It's a bunch of them. But let's see what we did this year. This year, did you get your heart broken?
Feelings hurt. Not heartbroken. Feelings hurt.
I feel like not heartbroken. I definitely didn't get my heart broken this year. But I got my feelings hurt. But I respect the experience that happened because I needed to debt some shit. Mm-hmm. And somebody was playing in my face. And I'm glad that some shit was revealed. I needed to debt some shit. So I did get, my heart did feel a little tender. Mm-hmm.
My feelings were just hurt.
You know, geez. We bounce back. G's bounce back. That's all that matters.
Bounce back.
But no heartbreaks this year, but no heartbreak. Just a little tender.
Yeah.
Went on a solo trip. Mm-mm. No, I didn't. I didn't even really do the solo dates that I wanted to do this mm-hmm. year. And that is something that I'm going to implement into my life.
That's good.
A little bit more. Because I've done it in the past. And I'm not going to lie. Doing solo dates is a certain amount of anxiety that's surrounded by it. Because you're just by yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't know how you're supposed to really move. You don't know how you're supposed to really do. The couple of times that I've done it, it hasn't been bad. But solo trips, I gotta get.
I'm scared for that. That's not. Yeah, like, it's all right.
I'm just wanting to get the. I just want to get the groups out the group chat.
Yeah.
The group trips out the group chat. That's what I'm like. That's what my main focus has been. So
not really a solo trip kind of girl.
I don't know if I am, and I don't know if I want to be. But definitely, I want to implement more solo dates.
Yeah.
Try new foods.
Yes.
Yeah. Always. Mm-hmm. Always try new foods. Now, have they been good? Mm. I don't know. Made new friends. Mm-mm. I don't know if I've made any new friends this year. I've grown closer to people.
Yes, I've grown closer to people.
Definitely yes. Solidified better friendships. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think new friends. I think there were people that were in my life before, but it's just we've cultivated something more special. Mm-hmm. Stayed up for 24 hours.
Cool.
I'm an adult.
What did he say?
Stay up for 24 hours.
No.
Why would I do that? Mm-mm. No. The fuck wrong with y'all? Fell in love.
No.
I lied. No, I have not. But I think this upcoming year.
It's happening.
I think it's going to happen.
You damn right.
Even if I don't stay that way. I'm at least fall. Even if I don't stay. I'm at least fall.
Falling in love with you. I'm falling.
Got a tattoo. Actually, I actually got a tattoo this year. Yep. And my ass was like, yo, I ain't got a tattoo in mad long.
We did. Definitely
got tattoos in Miami. So, yeah. Finished a book.
No.
I feel bad because I used to read, and I used to read all the time. And for maybe the past 3 to 4 years, I have not picked up a book.
Yeah, I told my mom when we was in Target that, because I never liked reading. For school, I read, but like outside of that, I never liked reading. But I did say, for 2024, like I do want to read. I'm going to start off with like a very short book, you know, mm-hmm. just to work my way up. I really want to. So
yeah, I have to get back into reading. I bought books last year. I'm like, I'm getting back into reading because, baby, how people run home to finish their show. I would run home to finish a book, mm-hmm. and I stopped doing that. Nah, I just didn't want, I guess because when you read, you get left alone with your thoughts. But I feel like I'm in a space where I want to get back mm-hmm. into just strengthening my imagination. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Went to a concert. Sure mm-hmm. did.
Sure did.
Some of the best. Mm-hmm. Some of the best. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Drake too. Mm-hmm. His concert was good.
Mm-hmm. Babyface Ray.
Ari Lennox this mm-hmm. year. What's a couple? God damn, I love a concert. That's mm-hmm. never going to stop. Got a piercing.
You did.
I did. Mm-hmm. Ask me if I still have it.
It came out?
It fell out when I was doing makeup. I don't know if I was beating somebody's face a little too hard. It dropped. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? That looks like a ball that I need. Let me pick this up. And then I was showering and then the thing popped out. My belly piercing is gone. Because as a 30, almost 32-year-old, why did I go and get my belly pierced?
Fuck it.
Yeah. Gained weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get in my ass too, so. Hey. She's here.
Got hips.
Legs.
Like a Barbie.
Oh, can I say something?
No.
All right.
If it's about that girl, no.
What girl?
Jaden. I said thick like a Barbie, and he said, let me tell you something.
No, I'm talking about the Barbie movie.
The Barbie movie? I watched it on Saturday.
I didn't like it. It was stupid. I don't see that. It was dumb.
Y'all said, oh my God.
It was dumb.
Where was the
Where was the trauma? Where, was me supposed to cry? Where was her talking about her mother?
At the end, it was sad. Did
we see a different version?
No. That's the movie.
It was dumb.
Stupid.
Like, don't.
I will say it was not for kids. It wasn't for kids. It had a lot of good hidden message for women in there. But
yeah, don't dumb yourself down. Don't put yourself in the shadow for a fucking man.
Are you talking to Simone Biles?
No, just saying that's what it was.
Okay, but yeah,
it was dumb. And if in
I don't know, y'all hyped it, but
in the fashions nor the pictures, it didn't give anything. I like the Barbie dream house, but
that's the original outfits they had, so they had to go with it.
I'm just saying, even though it just. The color, it was whatever.
It was okay. Y'all talking about Barbie was critically acclaimed. I really don't.
To me, it should not win any award.
I wouldn't give an award either.
But... Maybe for fashion or something, the clothes.
I would say Margot Robbie.
She can act.
She can act her ass
off. She can, but it was dumb. Like, I'm glad I waited till it came on TV.
Yeah, I was. If I would have paid for that, I would have been annoyed.
Y'all lied.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That's
how I'm feeling that. Lost weight.
Hell no.
If I gained it, how did I lose it? Yeah. Bastards. Did I travel to a new place?
Yes.
Sure did. Cried alone.
Yes. Every day. Watching TV. Sometimes watching shows. Or on TikTok. The fuck? TikTok makes me cry all the time.
You're not the first person, and you're not going to be the last person that told me that TikTok, they be having some real sad stories on there, and then people be
Not even sad. It's just like, it's not even that. It could be like, somebody coming home from jail, greeting, seeing their mama.
Okay, those do give me
special needs child making a milestone proposal. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Or even laughing. Yes. I even could be at my desk and I'm like, what the fuck? Yes. And I read the comments and people are saying the same thing.
I would love to cry. I would love to cry once every 4 months.
It's embarrassing because I have to always have, it's just like, tissues. Make sure nobody comes in the office. You're like, what's going on? Like, girl, every day.
I have to make sure no one comes in the office.
Like, every day.
That is nutty as fuck.
Every day.
Listen, I wish I could release like that. Not every day. My eyes are really sensitive. Mm-hmm. Cried with your loved ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Went to karaoke.
Yeah. Sure did.
Love karaoke. Mm-hmm. Danced. I did dance. Yeah. I'm going to dance every
a lot.
Year, baby.
Every year. I'm going to dance every year.
And I'm going to continue
all
to
day,
dance.
Yep.
I'm always going to dance.
Period.
Anywhere I go. Made a big decision.
Yeah.
Sure did. Absolutely. Lost someone special.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Yeah. Laughed a lot.
Hell yeah.
That's
all you could do. That's all you could do.
You gotta laugh to keep from crying. Or maybe you gotta laugh and cry. Hmm. Maybe that right there is a recipe of life.
Mm-hmm.
You laugh 1 hour of the day, you cry 1 hour of the day. But at the end of the day, you're releasing something. Got drunk every week.
Oh my God.
Not every week. Okay. Maybe. Allegedly. I'm not telling the truth. Partied hard.
Hell yeah. Like a rock star.
There's a few occasions where we partied hard.
My birthday.
Yes, that was crazy. Jesus Christ.
Why did that happen?
It's just when every single person is on timing. That night was...
Why did that happen?
That was for the books. That I think that's the only one that I'm really remembering. Like, partied hard? I was alive. That was a lot. Went to the cinema alone.
No. Mm-hmm. The movies? No.
No. I went with people, but I ain't go alone. But I did. So I went to go see American Fiction. I went last night, girl. I went to go see American Fiction last night. Triggering movie. Very triggering. But.
What year is it based in?
2023.
Okay.
It's not. I thought it was a timepiece, too. But it's not a timepiece.
Okay.
It's based in 2023. Triggering. It's a dark comedy. Funny as hell, but...
I like dark comedy.
Very... You'll love it.
Okay.
You need to go see it. You need to go watch it. But then I was like, I've seen a couple people in the movie theaters by themselves. I think it's only in certain movie theaters right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to look it up. I never heard nothing about it.
It might could be. But, you know, it was good. And I was like, yo, I want to go to movie theaters by myself. I've done it like once or twice in my lifetime. I need to get back to doing that. Might make that a solo date. Look at me preparing.
Sure.
Had a perfect kiss.
Is it really perfect when you fucking? Like, is it considered perfect when you're fucking? When you're kissing and fucking?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. That's so fun.
I don't know if they wanted to put sex with it,
but...
That
is just so fun.
Has there been circumstances where...
Fun sex.
Even fun... It's just like passionate, even if we know we're not going to...
Oh, I'm a kisser. Everybody... I'm a kisser.
I've kissed every single person that I've had sex with.
I'm a kisser. And luckily, the people that I've had encounters, they like to kiss.
They have been some times where maybe you just getting into... It's just a fuck session. It's not... We both know it's animalistic. We just got to get this out right now. So you might skip the kissing, but I like.
Have you ever done it where it's like when you thought in both of your mind it was just pure fucking, and then they come with the kissing. You like, whoa. Yeah,
no, I don't. I'm not gonna say whoa. I've had circumstances where it's like we're both looking at. I had two situations.
You're not gonna play with me.
Had one situation where
you're not gonna play with me.
We both were high, and then we started fucking, and we like, yo, in the middle of it, we like, kiss. Yo, we fucking, this is crazy, like, fucking, this is ridiculous, like, we shouldn't be fucking like this, like, we're gonna be sober tomorrow, and we're gonna know that this is gonna turn into something that probably shouldn't be, like, this is a problem.
That's amazing.
And it was good. And then I had a circumstance where I'm just like, we usually always fuck, but then for some reason, I started kissing them. They started kissing me, and then we just could not stop.
I love kissing. Could not stop. I love kissing.
It's so good.
It's so cute.
Kissing new people.
COVID. It's back.
I know, but I like kissing. They had mono. Kissing. I never had mono, but they had mono. That's the kissing.
Let me tell you a story. So one time when I was in high school, right? And I was being fast or whatever, and I was like, you know, just kissing up, like, you know, it was my boyfriend just like kissing and stuff, but of course, I didn't tell my parents. And then one day, I just had got really sick out of nowhere, and I had to go to the urgent care. Bitch, I thought I had fucking mono. Mm-hmm. I was so scared because they was like, have you been kissing? Like, the symptoms wasn't showing up as, like, a cold. Like, it was, like, they couldn't figure out.
But you was,
they were testing for fucking mom. They was like, have you been kissed? I was so fucking nervous.
I was kissing.
But it was just, it came back, like, it was just like a cold, but it was just, you know, like, the whole, it was the symptoms of mono, but it was just a cold. Girl, I was fucking terrified.
Mono used to take niggas out of school for 3 months.
Y'all nasty as hell.
Mono used to knock niggas out.
I was so fucking scared. I thought if it's gonna come back mono, I thought I was gonna be fucking punished for a year.
You're gonna be motherfucking exposed.
Oh my
God. All that lip locking. Nasty.
I love kissing though. It's so cute.
So sensual.
Even when somebody not supposed to be dealing, it's just cute. Just like cute.
I don't care.
Kiss me.
I'll kiss a stranger. If I'm attracted to you, you have good breath.
Well, that's fun. Like, at the club or
something? Yeah, I've done that before.
I haven't.
I have.
I do. You count the times you have? That's nice.
Yeah, it's been okay.
I do think it was kind of strange. Yesterday, I went to the dispensary, and I left out. And this guy that was in there, too, he left out. And I was going to my car, and he thought it was a good idea to ask if we could hotbox. And I'm like... You're a stranger?
Do you want to kill me? It's 2023. To do drugs with some? To hotbox.
I was like, oh, no. Leave I'm like, off. What?
To hotbox with somebody that I don't know?
I had to ask him to repeat it 3 times. I was like, I know him. Every time he asked, I had to get closer to the car because I'm like, what you say?
I don't lie. The one that's up the street from my house, they it be clucking in there. Couples be coming out and be holding hands, just swinging their bags.
It's fine.
Maybe the hot box with a stranger. Maybe that was your husband,
girl. You know, not in Maryland. Not the way he.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. I thought he was over here. I mean, granted, Maryland. I don't know.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You also.
It's 2023.
One more thing. You know, because this is like the third time that I like a man has said this to me or whatever, and. I really feel like I did not come off anyway. I felt like I had the best manners and I was completely polite. It was, and every time all three gentlemen have been out of reach where my comment, I mean, what I said, I felt like it would have been, you know, too much for them to do where I had the easy access. So basically, I was leaving out of the dispensary, and you know you have to get buzzed in and you have to get buzzed out.
Yeah.
So as I was walking out, the door is right here. The security guy is right here, and he has to push the exit button. So you know sometimes only one door works.
Yeah.
Literally, this is the third fucking time this has happened to me.
Same dispensary?
No, just different, okay. Different, the same thing. And when I was leaving out, he was like, I was like, which door? But he was like, hold on. He pushed the button. He was like, let a man be a man. Let a man do something for you. And it was just like the third time. And it was just like.
But it's a buzzer.
It was the third time. And I'm just like, I had to catch myself. And I was like, I just stopped. And I literally replayed. I was like, what the fuck did I, what did. That's the third time. And I'm just supposed like.
To wait for somebody to open the door for me when it.
They literally said the same comment, Sasha, was let a man be a man. And I'm like, I was like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, that was the third time. I'm supposed
to wait for 20 minutes for a man to be a man? Niggas don't be holding doors no more.
I was like, yo, doors. Why the fuck I can't open? The third time.
If you don't
like,
buzz me and let me get my shit and let me get out,
I'm like, oh, because that was the third, like, within a week and a half. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what I'm do sorry. You, like, what, I was like.
I don't understand that one. Like, what do you mean? It's you're buzzing a door. Let a man be a man. Because,
you know, sometimes the one door. Opening door. It's either you're going to go out the left door or the right. You know what I say? Use that. I was like, it was kind of weird. And I'm like, yo, it's the third. I like literally stopped and was like, this is the third time a man has said this.
I don't get it.
It was very weird.
I don't get it. It's a buzz door.
It was weird.
No one's holding the door for me. I'm not holding the door for anybody. We're buzzing in and we're getting clocked out.
They think that all. Oh, I'm like, it's weird.
Let a man be a man. Okay, if he wants to, but if he's not going to, I still need to get out.
Did I come off like stush? Like, I'm trying to like, what the fuck? All I said was, oh, which door? Literally.
Were there men waiting to come in and out?
No, no. Sasha, it's a.
He's talking about let a man be a man to buzz the door open? All three
men said that, I swear to God.
To buzz the door open?
So all I said was, which door? You know, sometimes it's either both doors don't open. So he was like, oh, let a man be. He was like, hold on, I got to let a man be a man. Like, what? I swear to God.
You're not opening the door for me.
The third time. You're buzzing within a week and a half. I was like, what is this?
Oh, my God. Y'all annoying.
But I love kissing. I want to kiss. Kissing you is more than I can say. Is there anything else on there?
I did have a perfect kiss this year, though.
That's beautiful. That was good. Are they coming to the New Year's soiree?
No, where that man is now, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But bought your dream item. Did I buy my dream item?
No,
I don't have a house yet. Mm-mm. The fuck? Watch more than 10 movies.
No.
Mm-hmm. Watch a few, but no.
A few, yeah.
Fix something without anyone's help. Yes. Yeah, and I gotta do it over. Because I fucked it up. Went to the beach.
Yeah.
Sure did. Went to the mountains. Why would I go up there? White shit. Watch the sunset.
Yeah.
Yes. Watch the sunrise.
Yeah.
Sure did. Improve my cooking skills.
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
every time you cook, got it, you get better. It. Yeah.
Like, if you practice makes perfect. Did I volunteer? I did volunteer this year.
That's nice.
Yes. Dyed my hair? No.
No.
I don't have time for that no more. Learned a new skill.
You had to make an espresso martini. That's a new skill.
She did. Love it. Watch sports.
Yep.
I did. A lot of sports this year for some reason. Mm-hmm. Strange. Had quality time with your family.
Yes.
All the time, baby. All the time. And that is our list. We were going to take note on that, but I don't have a miscellaneous for today because I have a few miscellaneous questions for next week when we do our music episode, so... We're going to take a break from that. What? That's our 2023 wrap up. I don't know what's wrong with this girl right here. She's scaring me.
Episode 151 of I Said What I Said podcast. Everything will be here.
Like listed. Like at this point, we're going to come in fresh with new handles or maybe some not new handles.
Maybe not new handles. Maybe new handles.
You had those the whole time in there? I'm very disappointed.
Does it say the 2023? Just Happy New Year.
It says Happy New Year. That would have been embarrassing. No, actually. It is still 2023, technically. You guys, bye.
I'm getting, ugh.